Unit 7. Recording 2.
So, let's get the event planned. What did you have in mind, Barbara?
Well, I think the installation will have to go in the main hall.
Won't it fit in room 5? It's quite big and we need the hall space free so people can move from one room to another.
That's a good idea, Liz, but we'll have to move the extra tables and chairs out.
OK, we'll do that. Where shall we put them?
You mean the tables and chairs?
Yes.
I don't think it's going to rain, so they could go outside, round the back.
That sounds sensible. Now, we've got to put the watercolour exhibit somewhere with lots of light. What do you reckon? Room 2 or 3?
I'd say room 2 is best. The sun is on that side in the morning.
Excellent. We can use room 3 for the children's workshop, can't we?
I'm not so sure. There are smaller tables in the room next door. What number is that one?
Room 4. And it's probably better as well because there's a sink in there for the kids to wash their hands.
OK, so that's the workshop sorted. Now, we still have to fit in the oil painting demonstration. People will need chairs for that one.
Well, we've still got room 1 free. We can set up the easel there.
That sounds perfect.
Right, so there's just the multimedia exhibit to set up in room 3? That's the only one left, isn't it?
You're right. We'll need the sound system in there as well as the projector.
Oh, didn't you know? The projector broke down last week and it's still being repaired.
Are you serious? The show is tomorrow.
If we can't get one today, we'll have to call off the multimedia event.
How awful. I'm sure we can borrow one. I'll call the high school. I'm sure they'll lend us one.
That's such a good idea, Charlie. Problem solved then?
I hope so. Right, so let's just check the plans. Room 2.